It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
And welcome to Insight. Mr. Jack Stogler is not here this week. We're hoping he'll be back next month, but we'll see how that goes. And we are talking tonight with the folks from the Car Club about the upcoming cruise-in that's coming up in a week from Saturday. So you want to give a little quick little blurb about it and what's going on, what's coming up?
Sure. So, yeah, like you said, October 9th, two Saturdays from today, we will have our cruise-in uptown, Fort Recovery on the Bricks, Merchants Cruise-In, so sponsored by all the town merchants and businesses, put on by our club, probably, what, near 25 or 30?
About that, yeah.
So we'll be uptown from 4 o'clock until about 8 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, evening. We'd like to see anybody in town or anybody local come on up. If you got a car, bring it out. We like them all. So it's $10 to participate, to charge, to park or whatever in the show. Free to spectators, come and walk around. Any of the money raised, we usually put back into the community, or we do our scholarships for students going into automotive, so we don't keep it. It's not for for our projects in any way. It's all given back, you know, to the fire department, police department, museum.
Anything, everything, wherever it might be needed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of things around here, everybody's trying to pitch in and do something good and try to do something pretty cool to make it happen.
So,
let's take a quick break. We'll come back in a little bit and get into the details of all of this and the car club itself and talk about some other stuff we have going on. So we'll be back in just a minute.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
I need a better job where the benefits are great, a family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Merchants and the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise-in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m. Oldies will be playing all day, there will be a 50-50 drawing, and of course some of the coolest cars around. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street for the fall cruise-in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Wow. Tickets for the 2022 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle go for sale on Sunday, October 3rd. Only 8,000 tickets will be sold, and the raffle will feature 211 prizes with a total value of $650,000. Prizes include three vehicles, unique vacations, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, money, and much, much more. You can begin purchasing tickets on October 3rd in person at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or online at wowraffle.com. After October 3rd, any tickets remaining for sale will continue to be sold through our website or can be purchased at a number of local retail establishments. See our website for all the details and make plans now to attend the 4th Annual Win on the Wabash, August 26th and 27th, 2022.
Welcome back to Insight. We're here with the, I can never get the name of the club.
It's correct. Complicated.
Fort Street Car Classics.
Okay. That's what I keep thinking, and I think it sounds better when you say it, and it doesn't sound right when I say it. So, and I forgot to have you guys introduce yourselves, so go ahead.
I'm Carol Judy.
John Judy. So I would be the de facto president of the club for the last handful of years. If we want to get into the history a little bit, so my dad, Jack, or Carol's husband, would have been one of the founding fathers.
Not quite founding. It was already formed by the time we got there. Larry Stone, Mike Tin, I think Laverne Weitzel were a little bit ahead of us.
Okay.
But then within the first year or so, we joined.
Yeah, and then so he was club president for as long as I could remember.
Long time.
Laverne Weitzel, Mike Tin, all those guys have kind of paved the way, so I get the title now and, you know, get to go on the social media and take credit, but those guys really, I mean, it at this point runs itself. Yeah. I get to go to the meetings and drink beer and hang out for about an hour once a month, and then we talk cars after, but no, it's a really great organization. I think it's a good way for some of the car guys to kind of show their colors a little bit. They're, you know, we typically, you know, we do our thing on the cars and we may be gone on the weekends for shows or whatever, but that group in general have always been really caring, really into the giving back to the community and doing some things. So, you know, it's really neat to kind of see that side and be a part of it today. So
we did car shows with judges and all the other paraphernalia that a car show brings down at the Ambassador Park for the first 10 years. And then after that, cruise-ins were getting to be much more popular. So we decided, you know, cruise-ins are a lot less work. We don't have to have judges. Mm-hmm. And ours is a little different because it is the merchant cruise-in. The merchants pay a sponsor fee, and then they are entitled to come up to the cruise-in that night and vote for whatever car or vehicle that is here that they like to get their trophy for whatever reason they like it. So it's not judged. It doesn't have to be the one with the best engine or the best paint job. It's whatever that merchant likes for whatever reason he likes it. He can give his trophy to that car.
Mine is because it's General Motors.
Well, that could be.
That's a lot of cars on a good day.
When winning Ford was in, a lot of times they forgot to come and vote for their car, but we kind of knew that they probably wanted a Ford to get it.
Yes. So we bet on that.
You know, if a merchant doesn't come, then one of the car club members picks a car to get their award. And they do try to judge along those lines or decide along those lines. You know, I said, given a Ford dealership, a Chevrolet.
Yeah,
that's just not quite going to work.
I did vote one time for John Wendell's Studebaker, but it hurt me. And also John Cheeseman's Mack truck.
They're local, so that's okay.
So, like, about how long ago did this start? Don't necessarily have to have a specific year, but it seems to me like it's been going on for 50 or 60 years, and I know it's not that long.
Well, we've been doing cruise-ins for over 20 years, and we did 10 years worth of car shows before that. Mm-hmm. So we're at 30-plus.
I think when we did some numbers, we did some history a few years ago now. They all go by so quick. But when we talked about it then, I think the actual records-keeping for the car club started around 1985.
That sounds about right.
Which would have been pretty close to when I was born. Mm-hmm. So it's about 36, almost 36 years, 35 years. Yeah. So
if I had gone out to the shop out at Steve's house and checked the wall, all the posters and all the flyers are on the wall out in the shop, I would have known when the first car show was. But I didn't get that done this time.
We'll be okay. We have a good idea where it was, and the exact year isn't terribly important, but it's just so you're talking about Larry Stone and some of, and Laverne and some of those guys, Mike Tin, that kind of started stuff. Can you think of any of the other besides Jack and some of the other earlier original people? I was trying to, in my head, I think there's several other people that I should know that I just have completely forgotten. Do you know any of the other old timers? Or sorry to just throw that out of the blue.
I say those are the first three that come to mind. I'm sure there's others. I mean, we have a guy from St. Henry that's been affiliated with the club a long, long time, Randy Hoyne.
Yep.
And I'm drawing a blank too.
He might have been one of those first ones also.
And then there's we've got like Mike Burkett, who's been around from Palestine. I'm not sure he's one of the legacy guys, but he's been around for a while.
The guy from North Star, and I can't think of his name.
John Krieg was there. Steve Rindler.
Is he one of those early ones too? He's been around as long as I can remember, but still.
He's been helpful.
there's a whole bunch of people that get involved in this, and
Paul Weitzel's probably been around.
Yeah, that's Laverne's brother from Portland.
Mm-hmm. Portland, yep. Gary McMillan.
Yep. Gene Sutter?
Jim Sutter. Jim Sutter. Mm-hmm. And Gene usually comes up and helps us with the cruise-ins.
Mm-hmm. We kind of pull some people that way where they're maybe not in the club, but they always help us out. So they become,
because they love
honorary members,
the show, and they don't want to not help, because it might start going downhill, and that is not what anybody wants.
Yeah, we want to just see it kind of grow and help people find that interest, and so.
And when we find that we have cars that have come from 2 to 2.5 hours away to be at our cruise-in for an evening, we're just really thrilled. That's just awesome.
Yeah. And I like to go look at where these people are from. They usually have the card on the on the windshield and look to see where they're from and go, wow, that's pretty good. And of course, there's a lot of them that are around here, and I'll go, when did they get that car?
Right.
It's amazing what comes out of the woodwork on cruising.
Yes.
We noticed that at Greenville, too. There's people down in Greenville that you only see that vehicle at a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I hear the opposite. I get a lot of it's always the same. We see the same one. That you're not looking hard enough.
Yeah.
But they say every year I can come out and pick, 20-30% of the vehicles out here that we haven't seen. And I've been to a lot of them, And so it's always neat to see who brings out what or get some new people in. I know we've pulled some other guys from Union City and Ohio City have come down, some younger guys for the last few years, and have some really nice stuff. So It's definitely neat to see that, too.
Yeah. This spring, when it was cold and rainy, we had a guy that had a two-hour drive, and he was here in his open roadster. It had no roof, no radio, no windows, and he was driving home after dark in the cold. And it's like, wow, we really appreciate you coming, sir. And that was the first year he'd been here.
Right.
But he enjoyed the show, and he said he'd be back, so he didn't mind the cold at all. He was ready for it.
Well, he probably knew what was coming. So, you mentioned some young guys from Ohio City, Union City. Mm-hmm. Are there some young guys? I remember the guys like my age and the people you guys were talking about, like Jack and Larry Stone, that actually drove those cars. Or their friends had those cars, or those were the cars they always wanted and couldn't afford to buy it, or whatever it might be. Are there some young guys that are starting to keep this going, that appreciate the awesome, beautiful?
I have three sons that are.
Yes. Yes. Well, they couldn't help it. They had no choice.
Got sucked
I guess they could have not loved it.
But thankfully, they all did.
Yes, they do. And that's really good because it's important for young guys to keep this kind of thing going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a group. I mean, and there's a bunch of different, for lack of a better word, genres, you know, of what people are into. So, I mean, I love the hot rods and the street rods and muscle cars and stuff. That's what I grew up on. Financially, I can't afford them at this point. So, you know, I get more into some of the trucks and some of the older trucks and stuff. And so I'll go to different shows where it's guys that are mostly, you know, like the younger crowd maybe. But it's funny because, you know, 10 years of going to the same show, and now as the cars are getting older along with the guys that are getting, you know, it's like it just kind of they grow into it. There's definitely a passion. There's a drive in that younger generation. It's not maybe as easy as it was 20, 30 years ago to go out and go get what it might be deemed a hot rod today or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just harder to find some of the really old stuff. It's harder to afford the stuff that's worthwhile. But, I mean, everybody's got different tastes. And I think that, to me, that's what draws me in is I can, you know, go somewhere and look at so many different ways to kind of do it and put it together.
I think at the spring show, was there a Tesla?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, that's obviously not an old car, but it's something that belongs in right. the car show.
It's a classic.
Yeah. And, you know, there's always newer Corvettes and mm-hmm. newer, like, Camaros right. and Mustangs that are they're beautiful cars. And it's good that people appreciate beautiful cars. And most of those, not necessarily the Corvettes, but most of those other ones are drivers
right.
That they'll drive. So mm-hmm.
We go to the Street Rod Nationals down at Louisville, Kentucky every year, and it's a family vacation, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. They used to be, you had to be 1948 or older for your car to be on the grounds, and watching what's happening, and all those people with those old cars are getting older mm-hmm. and not being able to go anymore. So they, several years ago, took a little heat, but they changed the rules so mm-hmm. that anything 30 years old and older mm-hmm. could go on the ground. So that allowed the muscle cars and the older trucks and, mm-hmm. and the square bodies and all these different kinds of things to be able to join that show. And I said there were people that got mad and said, I'll never go back again if it's not all 48. But it's working. And, you know, I was thrilled when in 2014 my Corvette was old enough to actually drive on the grounds and I could do that. So it was fun. Yeah. So, but that's, you know, the changing in the world of cars. It's still an older vehicle, so it can go to some mm-hmm. of those shows.
So why did they pick 48 instead of like an even number like 1950? Any idea why that?
I think it was kind of a model year change for a number of vehicles.
Okay.
I don't really know fact, but I'm kind of assuming that's what it was.
That was going to be my answer, too.
Just yeah. whipping my head back through and not really knowing that the sculptured fenders kind of disappeared about that time yeah. and went yeah. to... Yeah.
The fat fenders or the 48 to 53 or 4 usually were still the fat body. And a lot of times you can't tell unless you really know your details yeah. whether it's a 1948 or a 1954. Mm-hmm. Because the trucks were very much alike in those
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, they started losing the fenders and changed the
cars,
body styles.
I mean, talk about GM vehicles. The cars changed a lot mm-hmm. from 48, 59, and 49 into like that 50, mid-50s. Mm-hmm. It was really, I mean, the cars, they kind of lost the fenders.
Yeah.
I would say. You know?
I love the sculptured fenders. I'm sure they're not practical, but I love to look at those. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago I had an old Model A Ford, but I loved that stuff even before that. And those old fenders, instead of just being the thing beside the hood, it was part of the design and
which is funny because beautiful. if you get a hot rod old enough, they want to take the fenders off and make it into a roadster.
Yeah,
so can't make anybody happy. But everybody's got different tastes.
Everybody's got their own ideas,
which is really good, and that's a nice thing about, in my opinion, about the cruise-in rather than the car show where there's judging on points and perfection right. and this and this and this because it has to meet this and this. With the cruise-in, I can pick whatever I want. And
right.
Mike Tin, well, he doesn't have his business anymore, but he could pick whatever he wanted. And Hall Brothers could pick theirs. Anybody, Harold Feeley could pick whatever he liked. And it
doesn't have to be the show car. It's whatever you like.
Right.
I think I've probably told the story before, but when I was doing the Purple Post, of course, I was the purple lady. I had to find a purple car. And there was a purple lead sled that was parked right out here across by the IGA store. Not the IGA anymore. And that car, of course, got my trophy. And she, not knowing who I was, came up to me later. We just happened to meet passing. And she said, look, I got this trophy. We've never gotten a trophy before. And look, it's from the Purple Post. And our car's purple. And she was so excited. And I said, yeah, thank you. That was me.
A hug and a check for $100.
Well, right.
Later.
It was just really neat that, you know, our philosophy of not having to have them judged and picked was working. And she was a car that probably wouldn't have gotten a trophy otherwise.
Yeah.
But she was purple. I gave her the trophy, and she was absolutely thrilled that it said Purple Post on the trophy.
It's a lot more laid back, and I think it gives you more of an interpretation. So, I mean, you can appreciate the effort and the thoughtfulness and the work more so than you would, well, that's really shiny, or, you know, this is just perfect, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
Yeah.
And not that that's bad. It's just that's not what we're into.
Right. Yeah. I love the perfection, but I also like, you know, the ones that are getting worked on, and the ones that have been driven, and the ones that have, you know, the paint job is 10 or 12 or 15 years old, and might be a stone chip in it. And that won't get you anything in the big ones.
Right.
But I mean, there's always a story behind that stuff, too. I mean, there are people that, you know, we've talked about Laverne a couple of times, and he probably doesn't like me talking about him too much, but, you know, he's got, well, maybe I shouldn't tell a story, but he had an old Chevelle, and he had it for decades. And
did he have that new, he had it, I know he had it.
He bought it new.
I believe it wasn't more than 2 years old when he bought it.
But that car, I mean, if you saw it on the street today, you would stop and look at it. I mean, everything he has is pretty, and it's always clean. But that car also had 300,000 miles on it and like four or five, if not more, motors put into it at the same time. Like, he drove the wheels off that thing. I mean, he was driving it back and forth to Crown when he was working there how many years ago?
Yeah, I rode with him a couple of times, and most of the time, either I drove or he drove something else, his pickup truck.
So that truck was featured in a magazine, you know, 20 years ago now, probably.
Yeah.
And he drove that thing every day.
All the time.
He drove it now. He went, got it, you know, he had it redone, repainted, and rebuilt, and fixed a few things. And that's his driver, you know. And, like, so when people look at it and they just see, oh, you know, it's whatever. But I'm like, there's such a story behind every different vehicle that kind of comes in. And and that's what makes it neat, I think, too. And you can spend hours walking around and, you know, bump into the owner and have a story. And it's always really neat.
So, I can't remember. I saw a car there, and I said, oh, I remember so-and-so had one like that. Oh, I knew him. This is very similar to that. And, you know, somebody knew, let's just say, Billy Joe Smith or Willie Wurkamp or one of those guys that had the hot rods back in the days and used to cruise around town. And they'd say, in fact, I ran into one guy. I don't remember who it was. I don't remember what car it was. But I said something along that line. He said, yep, this is that car.
That's awesome.
I bought that, and it took me 20 years to restore it, but here it is back again, exactly that same car with the same original engine. I'm going, wow.
Always a story.
Yeah, and it's that kind of stuff is just fun. I just remember when those cars were driving around town, every Saturday and Sunday was a hot rod parade. It was just it's awesome.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of fun. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk. You got something you want to throw in real quick?
Ahead.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll find out what Carol was going to throw in there.
The suspense.
We'll leave you hanging. Back in just a minute.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food, and lots of fun. The Fort Recovery Firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 10th, from 8 to noon at the Fire Hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom-made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the Fire Hall on Sunday morning, October 10th, from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery Firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast. Trader Days is coming up at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road, Thursday through Sunday, September 30th through October 3rd. Weekend wristbands are just $5 each. Stop out and see old friends and make some new friends. Don't miss this big annual event with vendors selling everything from collectibles to guns and knives to beef jerky and cheese and just about anything else you can think of. There'll be plenty of parking and food will be available on the grounds, including their famous barbecue chicken dinners on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. Don't miss Trader Days, September 30th through October 3rd at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. Peter Road.
And that is coming up this weekend. Starts tomorrow.
Awesome.
And then all day Friday, all day Saturday. Technically, it's still Sunday, but most of what's going on Sunday is the dog water races. So,
okay.
And if you're going to go out there, you want to, especially Saturday and I think Friday and possibly Thursday, you want to go out to Watkins Road and come in from the south. That road is one way, definitely on Saturday, and I think every day out there, it's, you come in from the south.
Yeah.
If you go,
certainly changed the traffic pattern when they did that.
Yes.
It really helped St. Peter Road.
Yeah. So
they park a lot of the vehicles on the south side of that woods, so it makes sense to have them just come in that way. They're not driving by the gate and stuff.
Right, yeah. That's the main thing is there's so much traffic that it's easier to do it one way because if you're coming from both ways, if you're coming from the north, it's hard to turn into the parking lot.
Yep.
Plus, they do, like they were on last week and talking about the traffic pattern. They want to keep everybody's cars away from that main exit going back and forth across the road. So so that's a good thing. Anyway, we've talked about that.
I'm talking traffic patterns. So this cruise-in will be the first one where the 49 reroute will be open, so we don't actually have to close a highway this year.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
that's great.
Everyone will have a natural detour around the car show.
But the people that go to the car show, we don't care about those people. That way they're not mad at us anyway for closing the state highway.
Less frustration for those who don't want to come.
Right. Yeah.
So Carol was going to tell a story or two here I rudely interrupted.
That's okay. You were talking about cruising Fort Recovery, and I can remember cruising Fort Recovery in a little 1964 blue Chevy 2 as well as a 1970 green Chevy 2 that my husband, past husband, owned, and we would cruise down to the Dairy Queen and back through town and back again.
Yep, that was how you did it, and people did that all day long, all night long.
Some of my first memories of Fort Recovery was cruising.
And you knew who lived in every house.
Right.
Yep. I don't know anybody.
That makes
can't figure it out. But yeah, I remember the blue was a. Was it a Chevy 2 or a Nova, or was it the same thing?
It was same thing, Chevy 2, The little blue one, dark blue.
Yep. That was a nice one.
I remember that one.
No, that was before you. Then the 70 Chevelle, or Chevy 2, 70 Nova. That was the one that we had when we got married.
Yep. Still beat me. I don't know.
No, you wouldn't remember.
No,
it got sold to buy a certain little 65 Corvette that you do know.
Yeah.
It got sold in 1973 so that we could buy the Corvette.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, he took pretty good care of that Corvette. Jack was a little on the particular side.
He always wanted a Corvette, and he bought the 70 Chevy that was brand new, and in 2 years the vinyl roof and around it was rusting, and he had it repainted just before we got married, and 6 months later it was rusting again, and he said, "That's it, I'm buying my Corvette because they don't rust."
Yep.
And so 6 months after we got married, we owned a 1965 Corvette, and son Tom still owns it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure he didn't ride in the back seat.
Since there is no back seat, there's
hardly any place to put a hat back there.
These three boys never drove their dad's Corvette either. That
I
was
still never
Jack's
drove that Corvette.
Baby.
Wow.
Tom is probably the only one that has driven it.
I think Steve maybe once or twice, but in the driveway.
Wow.
Yeah, in the driveway was it. They might have backed it out of the garage and into the driveway, That was hands off to everybody but Jack.
That's a car where if you want to talk about stories, like from me being a kid and growing up with it sitting in the house garage and like breaking a leg to try not let the basketball hit it if I missed too badly and playing in the driveway because you didn't want to screw up Dad's, he would
know.
Dad was a pretty gentle guy, but that was something that would have set, so.
That would have set it off.
It was always like the untouchable car, and we got it out of, if it was a treat, if we got to go somewhere, someone else wasn't going and I'd get to ride along or whatever. But then as you get older and you hang around with his car buddies that he ran around with when he was younger, and then you start hearing the stories about how he used to race it, and he had different tires to go out, and it was one of the fastest cars around, and, we hit these train tracks one time, and this and that, and just so many stories come out from that. I'm like, wait a minute, that car never moves. That car, you can't breathe on it the wrong way.
He had control of it.
Yeah, no.
So I absolutely understand that mindset.
When we were in the Corvette Club, he used to drag race it, too.
Right, I mean, that's why there's like four transmissions for it sitting in storage. You're like, why do we have all these four speeds? Like, that's why. I mean, which is awesome. It's great that, that's what you get them for. You want to drive them and you want to be able to enjoy
them. I need to throw this in. If I had that Corvette, I would trust any of your sons with that Corvette.
Rather than letting them all have it, though, he just said nobody. I must admit, I did get to drive it a few times back in the day.
But that's
one
all.
Of those, like,
I drove it to work one day.
Whoa. Did he know that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He knew that.
He knew.
That's good.
If he didn't know when she left, he knew when he got home.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to ask, did he know beforehand?
He knew. I had his blessing.
And that was one of those
cars.
He
probably worried all day, but I had his blessing.
Of course he did, because he might have trusted you, but if it's sitting in a parking lot.
Right, parking lot wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
I know. That's, for me, it was one of those cars that I didn't really want. I would be so worried about driving that car because that was the firstborn in the family, So I'm like, it's cool and I've always liked it, but I just never was my, I really want to drive that car. I'm just like, no, it's fine. It looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. But. Yep. And that's probably the healthiest attitude to have.
All right.
You're saying you had a couple of stories. Did you have another story you wanted to throw in there? I love these old stories.
Oh, back when we were talking about the guy that says, oh, that was my car, or I remember that car back when. Everybody probably knows that Jack at one time bought the Gary Zeringer panel truck that says Zeringer's Carry Out on the side of it, and we still have Steve now owns it. But we had it over at Hardee's in Portland for a cruise in one night, and a guy comes up and he's looking at it, and he starts talking to Jack, and he owned the car, the truck, before Gary did.
Ooh.
And he drove it home from Florida. And he had a whole big story, and he knew this truck. And I think that guy has also talked to Steve now since he's owned it. And,
awesome to get the real story on
that. Yeah, so we know a little bit more about the history of the Zeringer truck that Steve owns, because he just walked up and said, I drove that car home from Florida.
That's great. He probably wouldn't have necessarily known that unless it said Zeringer on the side, and he remembered Gary had done that, because he, you know, if he'd have painted it that same color or black or whatever it is and didn't have his name on it, it'd just be one. Man, I used to have one like that. Well, that's
the one.
Those kind of stories are great.
When we originally bought it, we thought we were going to change it, and it's never been changed yet. We took a little lettering off the back doors, but the sides are still great. And, you know, it was painted right across the street here. Gene Abels painted it, and that's been a long time ago. And
Gene Abels' body shop hadn't been there for decades.
Yeah. Right.
Decades. Right. I'd have thought that was probably gone before Gary bought that, but maybe not. Apparently not.
Gene was still in work when I was in town. So
I remember that being over there, and there was always 1,000 people over there hanging around and looking at cars and talking about cars, and it was just that those kind of days are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Let's take another break. We'll come back and talk about some more cool stuff and kind of go over again on the cruise in, the dates and all that kind of stuff, and who's that. Well, we got a bunch we still have to talk about. We might be here till 10 o'clock and then let Bubba and Fee start sports talk, but we'll be back in just a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Wayne Street Market has the best steak prices in the area, always $2, $3, $4 a pound less than everybody else. They buy in large quantities and pass that savings on to you, and there's no limit on how much you can buy at these great prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are only $7.99 a pound. Get some steaks and grill them up while the weather's still nice, and grab a bunch more and put them in the freezer to save for later. Great prices on great steaks at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Coldwater to take on the tough Lady Cavaliers in a big MAC match. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that match, and the NFHS video will be available. On Friday, it'll be football at Marion Local, with Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team bringing you all of that action live, and the NFHS video will be available.
On Saturday, the ladies will go to Convoy to play in the Knights Invitational. The first match will be at 9 a.m. versus Ottawa Glandorf. They'll play several more matches that day, and there are seven more great teams in the tournament. St. Henry, Salina, Crestview, and more. So they'll need all the fan support they can get. So make plans to head up to Convoy on Saturday to cheer on the ladies. Make sure you get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to all the games, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's football game at Marion Local will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., then in the high school office from noon to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Presale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the gate will be
$8. $8. Got cut off. Not sure why. But so we're here with the folk from the car club and the Fort Street Car Classics.
Nailed it. Perfect.
Wow.
Good job.
It just sounds better when you say it. I guess I'm hesitant on every word, and I'm thinking I'm saying it wrong. So talking about the cruise in that's coming up in 10 days,
yep.
A week from Saturday, and we told some pretty cool stories about cars and particular vehicles, and so, like with Fort Street Car Classics, how many members and, let's say, like we talked about Jim Sutter, associates, Gene Sutter and so forth that are in the club or are people that help you all the time? Is there
25?
Yeah, I'd say that 20-25 amount. And that's, it gets kind of blurry because there are, you know, there are official members, and then there's kind of the guys that like to hang out with us, and then
yeah that help out,
and then there's always family around, you know.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Like Laverne and, you know, his son Mike are in the club. You know, so Mike and his family are around, and then, you know, but all of his kids are always, so like when we do Christmas parties, you know, the extended family seems to be invited, which we enjoy, you know, just the company to hang out. So you know, some parties we might only have 20 people, and then some parties where there might be 45 people. It kind of flows in and out, and, you know, we don't get really hung up on it too much. If you want to help out and you know, can contribute, we're more than willing to kind of take that from you if you will. And you know, we don't get too stuck on the dues and all those things either. We just enough to kind of get by and do those things. We, you know, we do like to have the club party. I think that's something that we all enjoy, because, you know, wintertime for car guys is kind of depressing.
I mean, unless you've got a hot project you're working on in your garage.
Yeah. I mean, you get out in the shop and work, but, you know, you don't get to see all your buddies necessarily, or, I mean, you know, you can't get your car out, or you're polishing for no reason kind of stuff. So that February, we usually wait until after Christmas season, but that February we'll have that car club party, and that's always a thing. We can catch up on what we've been working on and those kinds of things too. So
that's good. So, like you guys were talking about Louisville and several different places. Like you guys in particular, how many car shows, cruise-ins, that type of thing do you go to? Do you take your vehicles to?
Not enough. It seems life's so busy sometimes, as everyone knows that. But, I mean, for me, it's probably three or four big shows where you might go a few hours, kind of one way. And then, you know, I always try to go to the local ones if we can. They do the Saturday night cruises in Salina.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go there. Or if they, you know, St. Henry's Cruise-In is one that we always try to go to. The Portland group.
Arch Street
Cruisers. Those guys are fantastic. We try to do their shows. I mean, even
Arch Brig Cruisers, I guess it is.
They come here and we try to go there.
Even, you know, there's the Arby's car show in Portland. They have it like every other Thursday throughout the summer.
That's pretty good.
There's one in, I think it's Red Key. McDonald's has one every once a month or something. I don't know exactly.
I think it's once a month, yeah.
So, I mean, you try to squeeze them in when you can. It just, doesn't always work out, but I like the big ones.
There's a nice one over at Muncie, too, at the Comac Station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do one once a month.
Yeah, that's way out on the west.
Yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
the west end side of Muncie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a nice venue.
I haven't been there. I keep seeing their signs, and it looks like a nice place just to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I've never had the chance to just stop in there, so I'm going to make that a...
It's really fun, too. Like Louisville, we talk about that one quite a bit. But so this year, what did we have? 24 cars mm-hmm. from our local group. So when we say local, we include Sanries and Coldwaters and
yeah.
Portland mm-hmm. and those areas. So there were 24 vehicles. And we had at one point, four, I think it was, the 10x10 pop-up tents out back so that we weren't getting cooked by the 90-degree sun.
Yeah.
You know, hanging out and, you know, looking at, there was over 8,000 cars at the car show, you know. So, I mean, and we're there.
And
those
a,
guys,
and
those
a huge vendor space for yeah. shopping.
I mean, those guys get there on Thursday and they're there till Sunday. And, you know, my family and I, we come down usually on Friday and we head back Sunday morning. And so, I mean, it just can get really big really quick, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a vacation, but yet it's such a good time with good people all around.
And, yeah, and people that you can relate to. Yeah. It's not just a pile of strangers.
Right.
And the nice thing about the big shows, too, when you get there, you can leave your windows down. You can leave your things unlocked. You know, we take our purses, but the rest of our stuff stays in the car. And we walk away, and we don't worry about it getting stolen.
Yeah.
Because car people just don't do that. You know, my kids learned when they were little, you look at cars with your hands in your pockets so you don't touch. And if it's not yours, you don't yep. touch it.
And belt buckles and buttons don't touch yeah. the car.
Exactly.
You don't usually get that close.
So, you know, we know that our cooler and our food and mm-hmm. a few other things that might get left in the car are still going to be there when we get back, which is a wonderful feeling. It's community.
Yeah. And that's
just like Fort Recovery.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. and that's awesome. So, for the cruise in, let's kind of go over that again. I'll let you guys give the details.
Of yeah, sure.
Time
so
time and place and so forth.
Yeah. So so we're downtown, back on the bricks. COVID diverted us for a show, but we've gotten back to that. So you know that's one of those highlights of Fort Recovery. So, yeah, Saturday, October 9th, 10 days from today, we'll be there from 4 to 8 p.m. I believe we're not allowed to block the streets off until, like, 3 o'clock. So
yeah,
if you're listening,
I think that's when they technically do it.
Yeah.
But if you've ever been in downtown Fort Recovery, by 1 o'clock, they're in a car on the street on Saturday afternoon. There's not a parking spot on the street in the morning on Saturday,
yeah.
but there's not a car on the street when you get past
yeah,
1 o'clock.
It's just one of those
everything,
where
everything closes up.
If we get,
often there's one on cruise-in night.
yeah. Well, they like to get there early, and then they kind of like to park diagonal, and it just makes me super nice. As part of the club, it makes me super nervous for those guys because there are still quite a few vehicles that will go up and down.
Yeah.
The main street there, so you know we can't really close the streets too early. We kind of try to throw a roadblock in the way so people have to drive around to get their
yeah.
attention, but
yep.
So from 48, you know, October 9th on Saturday we'll be downtown. If you've got a car, bring it out. We want to see it. We don't care what shape, what color, what make, what model. If you think it's cool, we think yeah. it's cool. We'd
and
love
we,
to see
I've,
it.
I see. I think every time you have one of these, I see a. At least a couple of cars, if not several,
yeah.
that are in works in progress.
Sure, that's
and,
fine.
And people, especially if it's somebody local or somebody that everybody knows, they like to see, oh, you got this. Let's see how much yep. you've gone since then to get it where you want it.
Nobody understands works in progress more than Fort Recovery's Car Club. We've all got something in a garage somewhere that is moving very slowly on the progress board.
My 48 Suburban was a work in progress for 26 years.
Yeah.
And it still is because the interior is far from done. but it's drivable. It's painted. You know, it's ready to go. It's been to Louisville for 2 years now, and it's doing well. But it's still a work in progress.
Like the interior, are you talking about the walls or the seats or any and all of it? Or
walls and ceiling need done yet? It has two seats in it. The ideal goal was to have two bucket seats behind so that I could take a passenger besides the shotgun. But I have two seats and, you know, eventually four.
Because I was thinking if you just needed seats, I know a guy named Laverne Weitzel that's pretty good at seats.
He's kind of retiring, though. You know, we have the seats. It's just a matter of getting them in.
He would make sure that Barney got done.
Yeah.
Now, all the rest of that, absolutely. I don't know if he's...
Yeah. He was a big part of helping Barney get done.
I don't doubt that
as well
all.
As my sons and everybody that's
plus
involved in the car club.
Sometimes encouragement is a big thing.
Jack took a lot of ribbing over a lot of years. Aren't you going to get that thing done someday? You're not driving that yet? Yeah, he had broad shoulders. He took ribbing for many, many years. But when he passed away, the guys came to me and said, you will drive the 48. And it was really, another story, it was really cool. We hauled that home on a 4th of July weekend. And every year for the last 5 years, when the boys said they were going to get it done, it's like, can it go to Louisville this year? I just need one seat. Can it go to Louisville this year? And it finally did last year and this year. But the first time I drove it, that it was actually ready enough for me to drive. They'd done some test drives on it and stuff, and it was ready. I took it over to Portland to a car club guy, to Paul Weitzel's retirement party. And as I'm coming home, I kind of got a little choked up because I realized it was 4th of July weekend.
Oh,
and it had been 4th of July weekend 26 years before that we brought it home.
Oh,
and my
man.
First time to drive it was 4th of July weekend.
It wasn't your first time.
Well, to actually officially drive it, it was.
Drive it more than a
block. Yeah, I did drive it around the block with you, yes. Yeah. But that was...
Yeah, so I'll never forget that day.
Don't go any farther than you can push it home, is that what it's
saying?
Yeah, go around the block, baby.
Yeah, but it's the first official party was July 4th weekend. So that was pretty
awesome.
Cool.
That is awesome.
No, so that story, to piggyback on that, we brought it down to my brother Tom's shop, Ravenwood Fab.
Yeah.
And he finished it over the course of a couple weeks, so... I drove it home from there the first time, and when we got it home, I think I looked at Mom and I said, do you want to drive it? And she kind of looked at me, and I'm like, now's the time. I mean, it just went 23 miles. It was a couple more, you know? And so I think we drove it over to Laverne's house, of all places, and said, look, you know, we're this close, you know? And so...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because the Zeringer one is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That one is awesome. That body style is just really cool.
Yeah.
And it's just a neat thing. I love old cars. It's just one of those things. But so for the cruise in on the 10th, or is it 9th?
9th.
Yep, on the 9th. Do you have a pretty good guess of how many cars might be there, assuming the weather's decent? It's going to be over 100 for sure, right?
Yeah. If the weather's decent, I'll say between 150 and 200.
Yep.
Hopefully. I mean, we kind of shoot for. I think we've got close to 40 awards to give out from the merchants. Again, those donations from all the local businesses that do help us out. So if you come, there's what? The math on that 25% chance, that give or take 20% chance. So
be higher if it's a Chevy,
right?
Or General Motors, but just kidding. There's plenty of people that love everything else.
We've hit 200 a couple of times.
Yep,
it gets pretty tight on parking. But if I have that problem, I'll be more than happy.
Now, one thing I've also noticed, no matter how many there are out here on display, there's somewhere between 10 and 20 back in the alley behind the Mercer Savings Bank of
those are our car club
members,
those guys,
vehicles
that
and I like to go back and look at them.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome too.
Yeah.
Anytime.
I just love the neat old cars. It's just really, really something.
And we'll get a few here that won't register, or some that'll park outside. I mean, it's one of those. It's not that big a deal to us. If someone does want to come in and they don't want to register, don't tell everybody, but like just park in the street with the rest of them. So, like, yeah. We want them to be seen. We want them to enjoy them. I want, yeah. You know, I want people from town to come up here and see that stuff. I mean,
yeah.
Ideally, everyone goes, hits the businesses, you know, go to Brick Street, get yourself a beer, burger,
yeah.
Whatever their specials may be, I'm sure they'll do.
Wayne Street Market is doing
yeah, they're doing sandwiches and pops and stuff. You know, they'll be grilling out for us hot dogs, yep, and those and things.
Pete's always has a lot of food going
North
on.
North End's always got good food.
Tin Cupboard also.
Yes.
Tin Cupboard's done ice cream, yeah.
And Calp Pharmacy, if they're still open, they do ice cream cones for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think some of the boutiques will be open. They've been open in the past. We haven't really... Yep.
And what happens a lot of times, and I'm remembering this from 50, 60 years ago when it was the silver dollar drawings on Saturday night, the town was full of people. And I worked at Adam Beach's shoe store. We almost never sold anything on Saturday night, but the place was full of people, and you would see them the next week or two or the next time they needed shoes. They weren't buying that night, but they know what you have, and they're coming back. So that's a really good thing for merchants, even if you can't be open, to at least have a good display in the window of what you have, and people are going to go,
The museum will be open in a couple hours, probably, usually.
Yeah, we always give the museum a donation, and they open the doors and people can go through it for free.
For no charge.
So if you haven't been to the museum lately, they've changed everything. It's new and nice. Get up there and see it during the cruise-in because it will be free.
Yeah, and it is really neat. Right. Now, there might or might not be so many people, you can't get the really grand tour, but you can get a really good idea and go, I need to get back here. Mm-hmm. It's just, the town, it is just great when this cruise in is going.
Right.
I was talking to Shonda just before I came up here tonight from Trusty Woods, which is no longer in business, but she also commented how great the cruise-ins were and how they did get a lot of repeat business from people that came into town for the cruise-in and would come back to the restaurant or to the stores from people that she had talked to. Yeah. So
you get fantastic food, you don't forget it.
Yeah, right. she was very appreciative of the cruise-ins. Yeah.
And the lights will be on the monument. I mean, so there's just so many things to see in Fort Recovery that I don't, you know, we get some of those people that drive up from 2 hours and they'll come back because it's like, oh, that's pretty. You know, how often do you get to park on a brick street?
Yeah.
Not very often. How often do you get to see a fort? Not very often.
And a big drawing card for the ladies that come with their husbands to the car show is the fact that we have our beautiful visitor center with very nice bathrooms.
Yeah, very nice restroom
facilities. Very, very appreciative.
You don't have to fight your way through the bars. You don't have to fight your way through the tin cupboard.
And you don't have to use a porta potty.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Our visitor center is a big plus for people coming to the cruise in.
Which reminds me, coming up in about a month, three weeks, I think, is the one of a kind auction that helps pay for that. And there's some.
Yeah, that's on the Sunday, the 17th of October.
Yep. That is, they have a stained glass window from the original church down here.
Yes. Oh, wow.
They have that for sale. They have a
gas pump for all you car people that are listening.
Who restored that? I saw who it was, and I don't remember who it was. Sorry, put you on the spot.
Yeah, you asked me too quick, but they have a restored gas pump.
Mike Gruby. I thought, that's a guy that's going to do a really good job. It was Mike Gruby.
Yes, Mike Gruby, and he has donated that to the one-of-a-kind auction. So if you're looking for a gas pump outside your garage, you need to come to the one-of-a-kind auction.
Yep. So
after you go to the cruise-in on Saturday, every night.
Yes, that'd be the Sunday afternoon.
You can come to the cruise-in on the 9th and check it out in the window of the old Brockman appliance store there on display.
Oh,
even better.
Yeah, the Morvilius house has it on display for the one-of-a-kind auction.
That's
I'm sure it will still be there on the 9th so that people can see some of the things that are going on at the auction.
That's great.
Get the Opera House done. We can do tours of that during the car cruise-in.
You know, if I wasn't doing ballots for everybody, I'd do tours. If somebody wants to tour the Opera House, I'll do her.
Yep. So
after like 7.
I float around all night, so I can sneak away a little bit.
Yeah. Let's take one more break. We'll come back and see what Rocker had. What are you thinking about, Rocker?
This day in pop culture history.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Is there anything that I can argue with you about?
We'll see.
Okay. I hope so.
Probably.
Back in just a minute. I'll think of something.
Gore's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Gore's, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Gore's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
This is Chad Guggenbeller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
The Fort Recovery Merchants and the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m. Oldies will be playing all day. There will be a 50-50 drawing, and of course, some of the coolest cars around. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street for the fall cruise-in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back on... Oops, how did that happen? That's not supposed to go. We're going to stop that. I don't know what happened there. Oh, that one. I see what happened.
Rocker did it.
Got kind of screwed up.
He screws everything.
Not everything. There's one thing I didn't screw up. Anyway, so we were talking off the air about the music for the cruise in. What's our...
We've had Slick and Rick for years doing our music, and we've learned to depend on them. They do a great job announcing anything we want to do. But this is their last cruise in, so if you've enjoyed the music in the past, make sure you get here because they are retiring, and this is the last cruise in they will be doing for us, and we'll be looking for a new DJ for next year.
So there's a lot of people that do that type of thing. Does somebody want to do that? And they have, over the years, they have developed a huge library of great, you know, four, five, six, 7 hours of music
with virtually no repeats.
Roll
with everything, you know. And the cruise in, you'll hit the weather, and we'll need to make a change, or, hey, we want to do this earlier. They're okay. just go.
And we give them the announcements of the restaurants that, you know, what their specials are for the night and all that kind of thing, and they just throw it out there. Anything we want them to say, they say. They're wonderful. So
they play pretty good music, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Good 60s music.
Yes. And some 50s.
Yes.
For you
some
people,
doo-wop stuff and that kind of stuff. I love it. So now I think we've finally wrapped up the cruise in.
Yep.
Rocker, what do you have for us?
On this day in pop culture history.
Okay.
1960, My Three Sons debuts.
Oh, Fred McMurray and some other people.
It lasted 12 years.
What was that?
It lasted 12 years.
12 years. Wow.
1960.
I think they actually went to, like, didn't they have a fourth son that they adopted or something? I was thinking there's
still
a...
Still on. I watched it yesterday. Me TV.
Yep. Me TV.
What do you mean, 12 years?
12 years.
The original of episodes. Run, Sunshine.
Hate to tell you, but you watched a rerun.
Oh, I did?
Oh, man.
Wondered why it was in black and white.
Yeah, you kicked an Ernie. They look good.
See, this is what... 1969, Love American Style debuts...
I never watched that.
Love American Style.
There we go. Yeah. That lasted all of 5 seasons.
That was 5 too many.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some celebrity birthdays.
Oh, celebrity. Any Kennedys?
No.
I was going to say, if there's Kennedys, I got to call Bill.
Gene Autry would have been 114 today.
That's Roy and Dale.
He's a pretty stiff cowboy at this point.
Yeah, pretty stiff. So I'm pretty sure you know this, but what professional baseball team did he own?
The California Angels.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
The killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, is 86 today.
Oh.
There you go. He's still alive.
Yes, he is.
Which is hard to believe.
Yeah. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
And here's one I can't believe is this age. Bryant Gumbel was 73 today.
Brian shot dead today.
Bob, he was not shot dead today.
I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah,
he always seemed older than that to me. No, I'm just saying that.
That's all I got, folks.
Man. So you only had a little bit to argue with.
Well, you know, I'm used to it. I mean, it's like a water off a duck's back.
Yep. Yep. So,
about time.
Okay, I guess it's only 5 after 8. We're going to have to shut the show down a little early.
Yes. Didn't
have much.
Well, it was early last week, so we're cutting into it this time.
Yep. All night. Well, let's
got some guys waiting in the wings.
Oh, yeah.
One more time, real quick. Merchants Cruise Inn on the Brick Streets, 4 to 8, week from Saturday the 9th.
October 9th.
Stop in. Look at the cool cars. Have fun. Get in the 50-50 drawing. Boy Scouts are going to have popcorn, and there's probably going to be hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff.
For sure.
So it's going to be a great time. One of my favorite things of the year is the two cruise-ins. Get to see the coolest cars on the history of mankind.
Awesome.
Yep. And want to thank Carol Judy and Steve John. John Judy, sorry.
That's all right.
Steve's the one that couldn't make it today.
I've been called worse.
Or forgot to make it.
Yeah.
We'll call
He's
him out.
He's got a newborn at home, so.
Yeah, that's okay.
Let it slide. Yeah.
We appreciate them stopping in and giving us the lowdown on the car show. Thanks.
Thanks for having us, Neil.
You bet. Be back in just a minute or two with Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.